Blog Talk Radio.
Wonder why money comes so easily to everyone but you? Tired of getting what you've always got? Need a new way of thinking to get ahead in life but don't have time to read a book on it? Now you can learn what the millionaires do that the masses don't with Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. Your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to get the specific strategies to ditch what doesn't work and have more of what you deserve in your everyday life. Join Heather Wagenhals to start your day the millionaire way. And now, here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go show, and I am she, Heather Wagenhals, your purveyor of prosperity and your host and guide this morning. May 17th is Tuesday, where every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go show and crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers, figure out what they're doing right and how specifically they do it, and create step-by-step strategies for you to incorporate into your life right now so you can start your day the millionaire way. And today's topic is motivation styles. And I was reading something else that made me decide to go in that direction for today's show. And I really thought about how we motivate ourselves. And there's really only two ways that, or two circumstances that motivate us. And this goes through every species in the planet. The entire animal kingdom is motivated by these two types of things. One is helpful, but doesn't work long term. One doesn't necessarily show immediate results, but works over time. And unfortunately, a majority of us are motivated by the one that doesn't work so well over time. It gets us that immediate result. So we're going to talk about those two motivation styles today, how to determine which one you are, and how we can flip that switch just by changing some things in the way we language what it is that we want. Neurolinguistic programming is so powerful, and for those of you who are regular listeners, you understand specifically what I'm talking about when I say that the motivation styles and languaging are what's so key to your specific circumstances. Now, when someone is motivated to do something, this has to do with our ancient brain, our old reptilian brain. We're motivated by one of two stimulus, and that would either be we are motivated toward pleasure or away from pain. And the one that gets immediate results that's most effective in the short run would be away from pain. The stimulus that doesn't necessarily get the greatest initial response, that has long-term success factors written all over it, is the towards value. So we either move towards pleasure or away from pain. And moving towards pleasure has long-term results, but not necessarily immediate impact. Whereas motivating to move away from pain has immediate results because, well, let me just tell you, if you stick your hand on a stove that's hot, well, that's going to say, ouch, I'm in pain, and we're going to move away from that. We're going to do it right now. But the toughest thing that people have is moving toward wealth, toward pleasure. And a lot of us aren't really taught that way because of our programming from our parents and our peers. We are wired in different situations to be more away from. Now, the way to identify what it is that you are or your preferred style is think about long-term goals. And look at how you have languaged those long-term goals, and specifically with money. And if you language your goals in a fashion like, I don't want to be poor, you are probably an away from value person. If you say, I want to be rich, you are a towards value person. Now, the reason why languaging is so important, and it's you must focus on how you say things because the brain is so powerful. We always get what we say we want. Let me say that again. We always get what we say we want. Now, if you say, I don't want to be poor, the brain doesn't even really hear that because the brain is not programmed to hear no or negative things. It can only take action. The brain can only execute on files. So if the brain hears, I don't want to be poor, it deletes that negative part of the don't. So all the brain hears is, I want poverty. And guess what? Your brain, on its subconscious level, is going to go to work and create that for you. Do you ever feel overwhelmed? Do you ever feel like you just can't get ahead no matter how hard you try? That, perhaps, could be one of those factors because of what you said you wanted. Now, this goes to what we talk about a lot on our Saturday show when we talk about affirmations and the power of affirmations, because we haven't really been programmed to think in terms of chasing carrots. Some parents are good at teaching their children how to chase carrots, but not all. Most parents use negative reinforcement to get you where you wanted to go. Instead of creating an incentive plan for you to make your bed and do things around the house, your specific chores or your homework, instead of creating an incentive plan, many of them had negative reinforcement plans. If you don't make your bed and keep your room clean, you will be grounded, as opposed to some sort of positive incentive. And so we may have learned that skill to be in the negative reinforcement realm, and so we only are motivated when things become uncomfortable. And that's a big challenge for many folks when it comes to how we see ourselves and how we chase things, because many of us are programmed with all this garbage about rich people and some sort of negative connotation. Like rich people are evil, or rich people are bad, or they're cheats, or the only way that they got their wealth is through stealing or something. And so many people can't hold in their mind that being rich is also being good. You know, if you are one to give or help in a charitable fashion, wouldn't you be able to give or help on a grander scale if you had more money? Of course you would. But people don't think about wealth in terms of charity. they just think about what those negative associations that they have when it comes to wealth that was given to them by another person. So what we need to do is we need to relanguage our goals in order to meet where we need to be on a personal level. So what that's going to entail is that we need to state our goals in the positive. So instead of saying, I don't want to be poor, say, I want to be rich. And we need to be even more specific. When we do our 6 P's for affirmation success in our first show of the season, each radio show season that goes along with our acceptance and affirmation key on Saturdays at unlockyourwealth.com, what we do is we learn how to structure our goals and use them as affirmations, because we are what we think about, and what we think about, we bring about. So if it's on our mind to not be poor, we're going to get poverty, and we're focusing on poverty. Think about it as if you're standing on a playground, and the swings are ahead of you, and behind you is the tetherball. And when you have away from pain goals, you're looking back over your shoulder at the tetherball instead of toward the swings where you want to be. And so just think about this for a moment. You're on the playground. You're standing in between these two things. Now, you want to swing on the swings, but you're busy looking over your shoulder saying, well, I don't want to play tetherball. And you're looking over your shoulder at the tetherball, and you're focused on the tetherball, when what you really want are the swings. Instead of looking forward and going to the swings, we're busy focusing on what we don't want. And that's why we have so much of it in our lives, is because we focus on what we don't want. We haven't languaged properly what we do want. So it's got to be stated in the positive. I am rich. I have $500 in the bank. I owe nobody nothing on my credit cards. I am debt free. These are things that we can focus on and accomplish. And these are positive towards value messages that we can send ourselves each and every day. If we focus on the inescapable amount of debt that we have, we're not going to whittle it down. But if we focus on being debt free, we will. The brain is so powerful, and that's just one simple tool that millionaires understand and use over the masses to become successful. And they identify their motivation style early on, and they work toward value motivation styles instead of away from pain motivation styles. And most people won't get ahead because they're focused on trying to make themselves comfortable. And what happens when we focus on comfort is we usually accept a level or standard less than what we truly desire. That happens. That happens specifically because we're focused on what we don't want or what we're trying to avoid. So I challenge you today to change your perspective and look at what it is that you truly want, and language it in a way that you're already having it. And amazingly, the subconscious mind will take that and will run with it. And it'll be amazing what you can accomplish when you change your perspective and you look forward into the future with optimism. And that's the key. That's the two different motivational styles that every person has. And the second one, the towards value motivation style, has long-term success because you're chasing what it is that you do want. And that's why it works so well. You can only look over your shoulder so long before you wind up turning around and going in that direction. And that's why it's so important to focus on what it is that you do want and language it correctly so your brain can support your conscious desires. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. You've been listening to the Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go Show. I'm Heather Wagenhall, your host and guide, saying thank you so much for joining us. And finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. More tips, tricks, tools, and information, all you have to do is surf over to our website and be sure to tune in to our Wednesday and Saturday shows right here at unlockyourwealth.com. Now go out and make it a great day.